So everyone knows what Vasikin is. The question is, do you do it correctly? And should you be doing it at all? Is there any basis not to do Vasikin? So the Gemara says in Brachos, it says, Vasikin, are you gomer no soim anetzachama? They would finish it being Kriya Shema, with Netzachama. Now, Netzachama today in Kew Garden Hills is, at least according to my Zmanim, 7:19 and 37 seconds. Now, we'll see, A, if that's true, B, if that's relevant at all. Says the Gemara, why could they shiyismoch k'ua l'tfila? You should have Kriya Shema next to Shmon Esrei, and menim tzimispal biyom, and then you'll daven during the day. What's the pasuk? What's the source of it? It calls the pasuk Tilim, Yeruchem Hashemesh of Ne Yarach Dorim, that we fear God, we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulership in the world with the sun. Okay, so by sunrise. Says the Rashi in Gemara Brachos, what does this mean? The mitzvah of Netzachama, the mitzvah of Vasikin is Vespalel im Netzachama. So according to opinion number one, the whole point of Vasikin is to daven Shmone Esrei, not Kriya Shema, Shmone Esrei right after Netzachama. Which would mean you could daven Kriya Shema well earlier, but then you would have a break. You'd have Kriya Shema, break, then Shmone Esrei. So it says the halacha, you should daven Kriya Shema as close to possible as Netzachama as you can. Then you'll go right into Shmone Esrei, and everything will be great. That's how Shulchan Aruch paskins. It says that you should do Vasikin, you should daven Kriya Shema right before Netz. Why could they say Yisayim Kriya Shema Brichosei Ima Netzachama V'yismo Chatilo Miad B'Netzachama? So opinion number one is so that you could daven Shmone Esrei right after Netz. So that's why we say Kriya Shema at the end right before Netz. And the point of Netz of this Vasikin is for Shmone Esrei right after Netzachama. And that fulfills this pasuk. That is opinion number one. Okay. Mishnah Berurah follows that opinion. Shulchan Aruch follows that opinion. Opinion number two, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, says, no. The point of Vasikin is for Kriya Shema. We want to do Kriya Shema right before Netzachama, because that's the ideal time for Kriya Shema. Yes, you could do Kriya Shema much earlier, but the ideal time of Kriya Shema is right before Netzachama. So we do Kriya Shema at that ideal time for Kriya Shema. Then, of course, since we want to connect Kriya Shema and Shmone Esrei, you do Shmone Esrei a second or two later, or a few seconds later, or a few minutes or so after Kriya Shema, right after Netzachama. But opinion number two says the whole point of Vasikin is for Kriya Shema. That would mean if what? Let's say you're going to daven Shmone Esrei, you're davening at an 8 o'clock minion. Vasikin is at 7 o'clock. According to this opinion, the second opinion, you should ideally say Kriya Shema at 6:59, right before Netzachama. Even if you're not going to say Shmone Esrei later on, at least you'll get this ideal mitzvah, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, of saying Kriya Shema in its proper time, according to this second opinion. In fact, the Ishei Yisrael says, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach said, you should make a condition, a tenai. And Rav Sternbach says this as well. He says, if you have a choice to dominate a yeshiva minyan later on, which, you know, is with more holier tefillah because it's Shiva minion, everyone's focused, they're all hats and jackets, and it's the Rashiva's up front, it's a holy minion, or you could daven Vasikin. So it says of Sternbach, daven with the yeshiva minion. I don't know if he's only talking to Yeshiva Bacher, but whatever. You should daven at the later minion. What about Kriya Shema by Vasikin? He says, okay, say Kriya Shema at 6:30, whatever, right before Netzachama, and have in mind. Say, if that's the proper time to say Kriya Shema, I want that Kriya Shema to count. If, no, you don't really need to do Vasikin, so that Kriya Shema won't count, and my Kriya Shema later on by Shmone Esrei will count. Says Rav Sternbach, to make it even better, you know what you should say at 6:59 when you're saying Kriya Shema by yourself? Add in 10 words. Emes mi Mitzrayim galtanu beis avadim p'disanu kol b'chrei maragda v'charcha galtav yam sepakatim. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 14, 15 words. Yeah? Well, what does that do for you? This way you get Zechiris Yitziris Mitzrayim, Askaris Yitziris Mitzrayim, with it at 6:59, and then, wow, the best, you could go to your 11 o'clock chakras. Not 11 o'clock chakras, but you could go to your 8:30 yeshiva minyan chakras, and everything is fine. Okay, that is opinion number two. Opinion number three messes everything up. You know what it means to daven Vasikin? To say Kriya Shema im neitzachama. What do the words with neitzachama mean? Right after neitzachama. That is not what our classic vasikin minions do. This is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel and Brachos. And according to this, you save Kriyashma right after Neitzachama. So in 7:20 today, you would have said Kriyashma. Not like every other Vasikin minion, which is saying it at 7:15 or whatever. Okay. So it says Rav Sternbach, based upon this, I can answer the age-old question while you're all here. You all want another question. Shulchan Aruch says you should ideally daven Vasikin. How many people here daven Vasikin? Most people are not going to raise their hand. Okay, you maybe. But today, then you could be a cheapo. It's an easy one today. Everyone could raise their hand. Anyone who davens at a 7 o'clock minion tomorrow, most likely, this minion here, is going to daven 7 o'clock. They're going to delay, slow walk it for a minute or two so they can make Vasikin at 7:20 or whatever it is exactly. Fine. But every other day of the year, most people don't daven Vasikin. And even tomorrow, I don't plan on davening the 7. Go to my regular 7:45 meeting. So if that's the case, I'm going to miss Vasikin. How can I miss Vasikin? It's so much easier. Just wake up 20 minutes earlier, half hour earlier. I should make Vasikin also. Says Rav Sternbach, I've got 4 answers for you. And then we're done with the Chabura. But remember these 4 answers, because this is what you want to say. You know, for Shaduchim or whatever the reasons, you want to do a good thing. Why don't you daven Vasikin? So you got to know these answers. Answer number 1, says Rav Sternbach, what we just said. All those people are going to be so far from, they're going to get up at 7 o'clock for a 7 o'clock meeting tomorrow. They're going to make Zman Krishna. They're going to say Krishna at 7:16. They're going to say Shmon Esrei at 7:19 and 37 seconds. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, they said Krishna in the wrong time. Krishna is supposed to be after Neitzachama. So they're doing a bidyeved. They're cutting their nose to spite their face, whatever the expression is. Right? You mess everything up. You think you're being so from, you're messing something else up. So he says, you don't get all the shittas. So opinion number 1, says Rav Sternbach, he says, nah, not so great, he says, to do this. He says, Yesh Gedolei Rishonim. He says, there are great rabbis who say not to do this way. So he says, maybe this is why people are very makbid not to do Vasikin. Fine. Opinion number 2, he says, is a very, very, this is probably the opinion you all rely upon, is that, look, in the olden days, everyone davened Vasikin, because that's when it got light out. They all worked from light to night. That's how people schedule. Now, if you're a lawyer, you don't start working until 12 o'clock. A lawyer works before 12 o'clock, they get in trouble, right? So it's, unless you're an emergency room physician, so no one's getting up at crack of dawn anymore. Not at all. In our society with AIs and everything, internet, no one's working set hours. It says of Sternbach, so that was the normal time. Most people go to 7:45, 8 o'clock minyanim on a regular chakras morning, maybe, or even 7 o'clock most of your don't make vasikin. So he says, therefore, we'll listen to this 10 words. Omaila miyuchedes. There is something special with spalo kashatzibur mispalin o wispalo. It's much better to daven at a normal time when most of the community is davening than to get up and daven with your little minion of 10 people with vasikin, which is a wild, wild kula. Reason number 3, he says, is go figure out what time Nates is. Oh, you think you got your fancy atomic clock on the wall. You go on my Zman and you click on the right side where it says more information. You get 27 shitas about what time Nates is. We've given a couple of chaburas on that. Even last week, you could drive yourself in circles about what to figure out with this many degrees, that many degrees. She said, you think you're doing Vasikin. You're not really doing Vasikin. He says, Biyoser is mine. Good nates. Gufa zel nates. Lufich hashmono nates. Aniro paskal hashemesh. How do you nachlu bezeg gadoli olam? Everyone argues about it. Vein biyadenu achriya. We don't know what the proper time is. Olachin mechusri yadio avad wenuchel akayim bezman amukshar. Since we don't know what we're talking about, he says, you don't know the exact calculation. What are you going to do? You're going to get up an hour early. You're going to wake your wife up an hour early by getting out of bed. You're going to mess up your whole day because you're not going to be able to learn. You're going to fall over your sleep with your Gemara. Why? To do something which you got the wrong time for. So he says, if we really know Vizman, that's one thing. Fourth editor, he says, Rav Chaim Brisker relied upon this. He always wanted to daven Vasikin, but he used to drive himself crazy because there's so many shitas he knew. He says he couldn't figure out when to do Vasikin. Of course, especially there's one opinion that says Vasikin has to be 6 minutes. Within 6 minutes of calculation of Shema to Shmon Esrei, he couldn't do that. So Rav Chaim Brisker said, scrapped the whole Vasikin for him. He said not to do that. Fourth editor is that the times change. So you might think every day Vasikin changes. So you're gonna, if you follow Vasikin, if you're not so careful about Vizmanim, you're gonna end up davening Shmona Esrei sometimes before Nates. And that's a big no-no. That's a bidyevet. So you think you're doing something from again, even if you have the right time and you follow this psak, okay. But you don't, you know, the chazan drays it around too much, or he goes too early, rather, and you start Shmoneh Esrei 30 seconds too early. So now you've davened Shmoneh Esrei in a bidyevet time. So what did he gain? So I'll end with you with the final line of Reb Sternbach. He says, therefore, he says, I've given you some reasons. He says, Devarenu yeshbem kdei limud zchus. This is called what we call a limud zchus. This helps out the rest of us why we don't all daven vasikin. He says, umikol makom. Well, with spalominates, dafkarak, osku, with Torah, with spamos, he says, all these great gadolim, they wake up early, but they learn, and then they daven at 8 o'clock. He says, what's pshat? Now I gave you four reasons. Avalo banu chas v'shalom. I'm not, therefore, chas v'shalom, saying, levato, mayusem, spalom, kvasikin, those that daven vasikin, it's very, very special, and I'm chas v'shalom, not knocking it, nor chas v'shalom am I. Shudina de Gemara, lemitzel, spalom, vasikin, he says, ugdoli om ba'artza, kodesh noag, ukein, reducte, vizem, od yom yom. It's a great thing to daven vasikin. If you don't, now you have four reasons why you don't have to daven vasikin. But obviously, if we're all zocher to do that, halavai, we should all be zocher. Shkoyach.